broadcasting live from the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for FinTech South 2019. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
And we are back here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, broadcasting all day long from the FinTech South Technology Conference, hosted by the Technology Association of Georgia. Mike Salmon with you, and we have another technology leader joining us. We've got Chip Harden with a company called SoftGiving. Chip, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
SoftGiving, what does your company do?
Yeah, so at SoftGiving, we facilitate micro contributions to nonprofits. Specifically, we allow donors to enroll a debit or credit card such that everyday purchases on a go-forward basis, no matter where they occur, in store, online, within an app, round to the nearest dollar, and that rounded up change is subsequently sent to the organization in the form of a charitable contribution.
So financial technology, you're right in the midst of what you do.
We are. I mean, I think this is kind of a weird conference for us in that, you know, there's not a lot of charities present who are ultimately our clients. However, we're here alongside First Data, actually, because we have a strategic partnership in place with them that we just established, specifically with Star Debit Network, which opens up their financial institution partners as potential for potential match campaigns with our nonprofit clients. So we're really excited about that. We're trying to get the word out amongst the greater financial services fintech community.
VP of Business Development, I see, is your title on your business card here. So what is your everyday job with the company?
Yeah, that's a loaded question in a startup. I do a lot of different things.
You wear a lot of hats.
I wear a lot of hats. But primarily, my role is new client acquisition, retention of those clients, ultimately making them successful, and strategic partnerships like the one I just described with First Data.
Yeah, and how do you go about growing the business? How do you get those clients?
That's a good question. I mean, in the beginning, so I was employee number two at SoftGiving, and in the beginning, there was a lot of cold calling. You know, we were calling organizations that hitherto had absolutely no idea who we were. And so it was incumbent upon us to explain not only who we were, but why we were doing what we were doing, because, you know, Roundup on its face is not necessarily a novel concept, but the way in which we're doing it in an online e-commerce setting is. And so we had to explain why we were doing that in the charitable giving space, and what our sort of thesis was, if you will. And our thesis is that, you know, by and large, in the charitable giving space, there's a younger demographic of people, let's call it early 20s or early 30s, that by and large don't give today. But frequently those individuals are passively engaged with these organizations in some capacity, either through volunteerism, perhaps simply through social media. So they care about these organizations, but they haven't taken that first meaningful step towards contribution. And what we're trying to do is simply lower the barrier to that individual saying yes initially.
All right. Employee number two. So talk about the history of the company and how it got started.
Yeah. So interesting story. So Matt Faltzgraf, our original founder and CEO, started the company out of Iowa. He was working for Shazam Debit Network at the time, heavy payments background. But he was also simultaneously serving on the board of several nonprofit organizations. And his experience was such that he had difficulty raising money against people in his age demographic, people in their mid-20s who had decidedly less disposable income and, from a payments perspective, flatly did not write checks. And so he thought to himself, if there's a way in which we could sort of meet these individuals halfway, that in the aggregate, their donations will add up and be impactful to these organizations. So that was sort of the impetus for starting the company. And I think that Matt, based on his time at Shazam and in the payment sphere, knew that Atlanta was really the fintech hub. And, as it relates to SoftGiving, there's actually a lot of, you know, very large nonprofits that are headquartered here as well. So we thought it was a perfect space to sort of re-headquarter the business.
And these nonprofits, Chip, really need to be aware. Sometimes they might be a little behind when it comes to technology. And they need to be ahead of the game when it comes to financial technology if they want to get those donations.
I think that's right. I mean, I think that nonprofits, by and large, are fantastic at their respective missions. I mean, that's why the organization exists. But technology is maybe not always at the forefront for these organizations. And so what we want to do is we want to equip them with the requisite technology needed to diversify where some of their fundraising revenues come from on a go-forward basis. So that really is our mission, is to serve as an extension of their development team, if you will.
Right. We're talking with Chip Hardin with Soft Giving here on Business Radio X, broadcasting live from the FinTech South Technology Conference at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. How cool is this venue?
It's unbelievable. So,
I mean, we're on the Atlanta United soccer field. Soccer pitch.
You know, I serve on TAG's FinTech Steering Committee. And, you know, I mean, I remember the discussions prior to last year's event about holding it here. And I thought that seems ambitious. And yet, here we are, second year in a row. And all credit really goes to the folks at TAG and the folks on that steering committee that really, you know, give an unbelievable amount of time and energy to this. And it, as evidenced by today.
Yeah. So what are your plans for the rest of the day?
So we have a booth. We're actually exhibiting with our friends from First Data. So, you know, we'll be here all day. I've got, you know, plans to meet with as many financial institution partners as possible.
Give you a little inside secret. First Data actually does internal podcasts for their sales team, and they do them through Business Radio X at our studios.
Is that right?
Yeah, we have one right down the street from them in Sandy Springs.
Oh, nice.
And then they've come to Gwinnett a couple times where I'm at, so a little inside information there for you.
Cool. It's good to know the inside baseball. Okay.
We're all together in this. So, Chip, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Chip Hardin with Soft Giving joining us here at the FinTech South Technology Conference. And again, we'll be here all day long cutting in with the live interviews as we talk to technology leaders. And this is brought to you by the Technology Association of Georgia.